Hello, we are Edwina
and Rob,
and we're the youth leaders at Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army in the United Kingdom and Ireland Territory.
Our 11 to 16 year old group is called Integrate, the name of which was chosen by the young people themselves.
These podcasts are being produced in place of our usual group meetings on a Sunday, and we hope you find them useful until we meet again. God Almighty, we give you praise.
Jesus, be the center. Be my source, be my light, Jesus.
Pig or chicken? Chicken or pig? Which one would you say you are? Here in part 4, we're going to think about what it means to be a pig or chicken for Jesus.
Jesus-centred life, number 4.
Don't expect to drop your clothes off at the French Laundry in Napa Valley in the USA. It's actually one of the world's top-rated restaurants. And if you're a waiter or a dishwasher or a shift manager or a sous chef, the highest honour you can earn is the coveted Be the Pig t-shirt, given only to the best of the best who work there. The slogan refers to the difference between pigs and chickens. A chicken might offer up an egg for the meal, but the pig gives his life for it. People who have been ruined for Jesus are pigs, not chickens. So, how do we move from chicken to pig? Well, when we identify ourselves with Jesus so much that we can't imagine leaving him, then we're pigs. Paul, another all-in disciple and one of the greatest thinkers in history, describes his feelings toward Jesus this way. I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2. What does Paul mean by know nothing, anyway? He's using hyperbole to emphasise his priority. His priority to spend his energy and his passion and his intellect to know Jesus with pig-like determination. He's not interested in facts and trivia and right answers about him. Paul wants to know Jesus the way you know your best friend, inside out. He wants to know him so well that he can finish his sentences. That's living a pig's life.
Listen to this list. Friends, family, sports, school, hanging out online, being popular, getting stuff you want, fitting in, gaming, drama, dance, singing, band, student council, your boyfriend or girlfriend. Okay, now it's time for a pig check. From that list, write down the ones that you spend at least a little of your time on. And next to each one, write pig if it's something you're seriously invested in, or chicken, something that you're only marginally invested in. If you want to live a pig's life for Jesus, consider this. What are your chief competitors in your life?
As usual, pop your notes somewhere safe to come back to at another time. In the next session, we'll be thinking about the magnetic pull of Jesus. We'll also be referring back to the very first session, so if you're able to have your notes from that first session to hand, you might find that helpful. Catch you again next time.
Source,
If you are a young person or parent and want to know more about Integrate, please look on our website or social media pages to contact us.